SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
Well, and then there were five. Now we know who will represent Africa at the Qatar World Cup. Yes, my guests are here. Tona Tona.
Yebo.
Welcome.
But I'm forever here.
I know. Thank you for welcoming you.
I'm welcoming you.
Thank you. Yeah. Mpho, always a pleasure having you.
No, wait. You know, actually, I agree with you, Tona. We should be saying welcome.
Welcome.
Back.
How? Okay, cool. Clyde.
I like our special guest.
I swiftly move along. Clyde, our special guest. Welcome.
Thank you, Lerato.
Why does he already have a cup? I hear you've got something special.
Why does he already have a cup?
He's going to get his cup, but he's got something special for us.
But guys, I just got verified on Twitter. Why is the cup red?
Where is that?
Okay.
Where is that?
Are you verified, Tico, on Twitter?
Where is that place?
Are you verified?
No, I'm verified in life.
I think, yeah, is it me and Mpho are verified, right? I think Mpho, we are the verified people, so we should have blue cups. I don't know.
Okay, for a blue bird.
Okay. You will get your blue cup.
Why? But blue cups are for champions. Is he a champion?
Very
then you'll be here.
But he got verified with like 2,000 followers, ne?
More than Tico.
That was below the line.
I hear you've got something special for us.
Because as a new guest, you know, when you go to people's houses,
you bring stuff.
You must bring stuff.
So is that why Ronaldo?
Can I just fetch some stuff?
Oh, okay.
Am I allowed to?
Please, please.
Thank you.
I thought Utli is any kuku.
Because for the first time, Ronaldo.
What is he bringing?
Focus.
Why is he coming?
We are unruly, guys. Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Yay. Hey, Simo is not gonna be happy with you.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, who do we send to open the gift?
Can we give it to Andre as I welcome him to our very beautiful studios? Andre, welcome. Do the honors.
Does Simo know about this?
No, but I didn't know he's a guest.
But he's a guest.
Please unbox it for us.
All right.
Okay. I think Dona should say it. He's played all around the world. Yeah. Maybe he should.
Don't put pressure on me.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. So dope.
Say hi to Alrita.
It's a beautiful soccer ball. I'll give it that. It's a stunning.
It's ball. A beautiful ball.
We're gonna keep Alrita here.
There's a stand for the ball.
Oh yes.
Baby tongue.
Okay.
Alrita.
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 Let's place that over there.
Yeah. There we go.
Perfect.
Nice one.
Diego, can I just say I see a Thomas Partey because he likes throwing parties in Qatar after a hat trick. Holding the match day ball. Ghana through.
I'm not happy about Ghana going through.
And you made that clear last time.
Yeah, no, I was I'm still mad at Ghana for me and them. They know what happened. But but honestly, I watched that game actually against Nigeria. I think what the problem was with Nigeria, the AFCON, it actually caught up with them on that game. Where the lack of, you know, diversity in their play. You know, they're so predictable and they're playing home, and I remember when they were knocked out in AFCON, you're expecting them to change a little bit. And also the question is, you look at the team that they started with, you have your star players on the bench, and then you're going on 67 minutes, 70th minute, hey, my brah, make a change, you want to win this game. Mm-hmm. And I think also that first goal from Ghana, I think it changed the whole complexion of the game, but in the performance-wise, I thought Nigeria deserves to go through because I think they've got better players, but it's just that Ghana wanted it more, and they were able to do what they're supposed to do to win the game. But Liteng, they won the way they won against us. Yeah, it's 1-1.
I was going to say, having watched the first leg, which for me was actually really, really a yawn fest, where they were literally just holding each other and there was nothing happening.
Yeah.
I think that gave Ghana that confidence to say, oh, okay, we can actually beat you. So they planned better for them, you know? And you want to say something?
No, it's okay.
So I think they planned better for them in the second leg versus the first leg. Because in the first leg, they were literally canceling each other out.
Yeah.
They were not sure what to expect from the other one. And it was like, okay, guys.
And important, just to add on that, Nigeria, they don't have a goalkeeper. They've got nothing there.
Slide, I mean, away from the game, yes, it was a battle of the different jollof rice that are there for everyone. Can I say, all of you got the prediction wrong, but we moved.
We did. No, but we
You know,
we
everybody
did.
Got the prediction wrong.
I actually, for some reason, predicted Ghana to go through. There was a message, I think it was Amarte, the central defender for Leicester.
Yeah.
He publicly apologized to the fans, especially how disappointing their AFCON run was.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they will actually fight in the qualifiers to make, you know, to put the Black Stars where we all know they need to be. Yeah. So in a way, like, as, you know, Teko said, like, they really, there's something in that Ghana team that are like, you know what, actually, we have all to play for.
Yeah.
They went out so embarrassingly in the AFCON.
Yeah.
It'd be really sad for them to go out. Mm. And, you know, now they can actually celebrate that their football's better and their jollof too. Yeah. So.
Clyde, the scenes after the match, I think it honestly took away from Ghana qualifying for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Tragic scenes.
Yeah, indeed. It was a very tragic moment where a Zambian doctor who's like the match doctor lost his life. Still sketchy what really happened. Stories of him being maybe attacked by the rioters. And at the same time, there's also a story about him just collapsing.
Yeah.
And at the moment, it's not clear what really happened, but I think the official word so far is he just collapsed and passed on. And maybe just to add on to why Ghana probably would have won that game. You know, when you go into the continent, football is not just a game. Like in Ghana, if you recall the time when Ghana were playing Bafana, even the state president was on TV saying, look, we have to qualify at all costs. Mm-hmm. And that's how important it is in the continent. Football is like a political tool. If Ghana had failed to qualify, there would be cause for the president to resign.
It probably would have been a similar
right. And then there were actually reports. I mean, like you're saying, that there was nothing conclusive about this. There were reports to a certain degree about it being a heart attack. But you look at other fixtures as well. Mm. You had the Indomitable Lions. Teko, this is, you know, recording their eighth you know, appearance at the World Cup qualifying, you know, that particular performance for you, it proves a lot.
Look, I think it's one game that Cameroon had to win to qualify, because also you look at what Samuel Eto'o did, probably maybe just did a favor to Rigobert Song, because probably Rigobert Song voted for him to become a president, and also, you know, the timing of it for Rigobert Song to come in and coach. And that as well. And I think if they failed, the same thing that could have happened to Ghana probably could have happened to Cameroon, where maybe Samuel Eto'o will be questioned about his decisions, and maybe Rigobert Song will be the, you know, maybe get fired in that position. But also, it's, you do have a team that consistently, especially this year's calendar, they've been very good in African continent.
Yeah.
And you want them to continue with that. And you want that form as well to take them to the World Cup. Because as for us, who are forever not qualifying, we want good representatives to the World Cup. Right, and
teams that will compete, they're gonna get there and just make numbers.
You're we never want tourists there.
Yes.
We want people that will get to the knockout stage.
Would you say it was a Cameroon side that was great, or an Algeria side that just
that applied tactics
that did something that just did not work for them?
No, I think Algeria actually played better.
They played
better and they played themselves at the end, because like even how the last that last goal happened.
Yeah.
It was literally, they shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
They literally shot themselves in the foot. So they gave Cameroon a lifeline. Cameroon was like, thank you very much.
We're gonna take it.
Yeah.
But guys, just maybe to disagree with you guys, I think we all know the final was Senegal, Egypt, but the third best team at that tournament was Cameroon.
Yes.
So I think it only makes sense if you look at how Algeria performed at the AFCON, because as they say, you're as good as your
previous match. Yeah. Performance.
But yes, Algeria went to Cameroon and got a result. And I think Cameroon, them going to bleeder and making sure that the Algerians bleed, because you could see the whole country's bleeding. They couldn't take it. It was so painful. The coach was in tears. They expect, I think before that qualifier, the Algerian coach after the AFCON, because of that disastrous AFCON showing, he had said, look, I'm going to resign if we don't make it for the World Cup. I think that's why you saw him kneeling down and crying so
badly. But that's the thing. Let's talk about time. I see you have a beautiful timepiece there. If you don't waste time,
you know what I mean?
You can qualify,
exactly.
And you stop employing those types of
tactics. They had it wrapped up and they decided, you know, we're going to pull these little stunts and pretend that people are injured when they're not.
Yeah.
And literally that is what gave Cameroon the lifeline.
I'm sorry. Okay, actually, I'm not sorry to say this, because I've seen it happen quite often, especially with the North African countries, where they will do these technical fouls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little nudge and he's on the floor as if he broke his ankle.
Yeah.
There's these lasers. There's all these different tactics that they just to waste time.
Player.
The goalkeeper all of a sudden doesn't know how to take a goal kick.
Tell us.
No, Egypt is also doing that against Senegal.
What?
No, they wanted to go to the penalties.
Yes, but we're talking the time wasting tactics.
Time wasting. Yeah.
Idumele Nkunde was our guy. We knew that, right?
Yeah.
He was our guy.
I don't know about that. I played the.
He's not watching, Dona.
He's not watching.
No, but you can whisper.
No, the thing is, like, when I was playing on that team, the one that wins all the time, when we were playing, other teams are also playing, so there was no way that we could watch.
So you were just busy winning.
No, we were busy winning. Okay. So we can't waste time.
But when you played against him, he wasn't wasting.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Stop setting me up,
boy. You know what she did?
Yeah.
She put out the carpet and you were like, let me walk on this carpet.
I gave him everything. You were like, listen, all the ingredients are here. I'm going to cook jollof.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to make this mixture.
How?
And it brings me to one thing. When we look at that particular game between Ghana and Nigeria, it raises a lot of questions around CAF's decision to not scrap the away goal rule. See it now being scrapped in the UEFA Champions League, UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
Should the same go for Africa?
Every FIFA game. It honestly needs to be scrapped, because when you look at the fact that you had for instance, that Egypt-Senegal game, I look at it and I'm like, did we really have to go all the way and do all these things? Because in essence, it was wrapped up, right?
Yeah.
It was wrapped up. So why is it that we have to go extra time and then penalties? Do 90 minutes. If you find yourselves equal, go straight to penalties.
Yeah.
Honestly, go straight to penalties. This thing, and also let's look at the fact that home ground advantage is no longer a thing.
It's no longer a thing.
It's no longer a thing. And the original reason that the away goal was created was because they wanted the visiting side to be
to
more
feel.
Hungry.
Yeah.
You know, wanna score a goal. No one cares now. You know, you want both teams to be there for the 90 minutes, give their all. So I really don't see the purpose anymore.
Just to add from what Mpo says, with regards to being out there looking for that goal, it actually leaves them open at the back in most instances. Because I've seen with the DRC game, I literally could see that these guys, they know in the back of their heads, if we leave this game 0-0, we've lost.
Yeah.
We're out. If it's 0-0, we're out. So they went out there trying to find the goal, counterattack.
Yeah.
Go again and again and again and again, leaving themselves exposed. And these are just factors that's the reason why I wouldn't.
It leaves the home team sort of falling back, because they're like, no, it's fine. We don't have to give our all in the first leg, because we always have the second leg where the one goal counts.
That's why I say I'm so glad that Egyptians didn't go, because that's the type of football they play. They're playing such an annoying game that
defensive,
it's not fun. It's not
defensive.
Fun. And then now when they become champion of Africa, when they go to the World Cup and represent Africa, so all of us as African team, we start following their trend. We want to do what they're doing. So I don't like how they play. You look at also the game that they played against Senegal, as much as it was a big, big game, but it was like watching Avengers. There was bodies all over the floor.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, everybody was on the floor. It's like the game, I'm sure that game, 90 minutes, it actually played like 60 minutes.
We're still going to talk about all of that, because when you look at the representation then from the north of Africa, that's where you'll have Tunisia as well as Morocco, which then brings me to Super Picks.
Word in Nigeria, right, is that there's this new predictor platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a game.
Yeah.
You don't gamble, you don't put money inside. It's a game. Mm-hmm. Where you test your prediction skills. Mm-hmm. No, I was watching at home, seeing how you guys are predicting. Y'all are pretty bad. So I don't know how you guys could actually win this million.
Are you shooting shots on us as the guests?
But you know, it's Super Picks is now live in South Africa. It's a predictions game whereby you stand a chance in winning R1 million. How do you play it? There are 6 games that you have to correctly predict, and if you predict them correctly, you win R1 million and for free.
Yeah.
It doesn't end there though. Those with the closest predictions as well, we don't leave you out. You can stand a chance in winning 30,000 rands weekly. Again, for mahala. Just go onto the website, www.superpigs.com. And sign up and predict. Yeah.
Oh,
what's the line again?
Play for free.
Play for free.
Win for real.
For real.
So quite simple. You don't put anything in. But you're getting chance of getting everything.
There we go. There we go.
So nothing for 30,000 weekly.
Yeah.
That's my space, because my predictions are never 100%.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to collect that million in 30,000?
In 30,000.
That's a plan.
That's an idea.
General.
Yes. Qualifiers out of the way.
Yeah.
This weekend's picks.
This weekend's picks. That's very interesting. Okay, I'm an Arsenal fan for one, so
Liverpool,
at least.
I see Liverpool giving Watford quite a beating. It'll be a draw between Manchester and Leicester.
Wait, don't predict all of them. Just choose one.
Score. Oh, one.
Don't forget the score.
Yeah, choose one. Give us the score.
Okay,
so Man you already took Liverpool.
Okay, Liverpool. Liverpool 3, Watford, no.
Yeah. Okay. I see Manchester United. I guess that comes to me.
Huh?
Manchester.
Yeah, no. Besides you, no one else wants to talk about Manchester.
I'm literally going to try and separate them. We're going to take a quick ad break. When we come back, there's still so much to get through. Don't forget, you can go to superpicks.com to register.
Manchester?
And of course,
Manchester's
start
blue.
Playing where you play for free and win for
Manchester
real.
Manchester is
win
blue.
Real.
Blue, after Manchester school. Is blue.
What color is blue, Deco? You are not verified.
Yeah.
Wow.
This weekend, predict the scores of 6 soccer matches, and you could win R1 million for free. What's more, even if you miss the jackpot, there is still a guaranteed 30,000 rand for the player with the closest predictions each week. So, could that be you? Visit www.superpicks.com today and start predicting. Super Picks. Play for free. Win for real.
Now we move over to another big game, and Mpo really touched briefly on it, and that was one between Senegal and Egypt. Sadio Mane, again, he headlines the game.
Sure.
He does it.
The World Cup man, as they call him. I think he just had to rise to the occasion, and when it mattered the most, he delivered what was required of him as a captain. I think as a leader, you need to take the most important kicks, and he did that. And if you look at that game, Carlos Queiroz came at a big price for Egypt. I think that's why he resigned immediately after they failed to qualify for the World Cup. He was linked to Bafana, and Egypt did everything to make sure they shell out the big bucks and get him because of his track record. You know, this is a man that last qualified Bafana to a World Cup.
Why are you looking
before,
at me?
because you played in a
no,
World Cup.
No, you're speaking about Carlos Queiroz. Oh, let me check.
Okay,
verify.
So with
is that his name?
Tico is very upset about me being verified before him, you know. So it's okay. We will sort out the verification. When you win the Super Picks 30K,
okay.
15, we verify you. Is that okay?
15,000 for verification.
But
I like what you're saying, right? Because remember last week, we spoke about the fact that Carlos is playing under a lot of pressure. And I did say that when you're playing under pressure, it makes your job so much more difficult.
Yeah.
Guess what? He's gone.
Yeah, but also the thing
Please apologize.
No, I'm not going to apologize. Guys, I'm not apologizing.
I said what I said.
Own it. Yeah,
but I think he was brought into Egypt to qualify for the World Cup. But now he was supposed to use AFCON as a stepping stone, a stage where he can actually prepare his team. Then, by fluke and by chance, Papa, we're in the final. So let's try and win this final. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. So now you've got all these qualifiers to play for and you're playing against the team that you face. So it becomes a very difficult thing. So now you look at the approach that they had against Senegal in the second round. It wasn't an approach that looked like a team that wants to win at all costs. You look at the subs that he's making. He's so defensive-minded. And for me, I'm so pissed off. I'm like, yo, football gods, can they please stay at home? Because we don't want to see this in the World Cup, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, it was nice to know and to see also like Mendy being the star.
Mendy's amazing. Yeah.
You know, but there's a famous saying, you know, of offense wins games, but defense wins titles.
Yeah. So,
yes.
And unfortunately, they didn't win any titles, but do you not at least give him, you know, some cred for actually thinking as a title defending coach?
No, but also,
this was a repeat, guys. You know, I think sometimes we forget it. It was like almost continuation from the African Cup of Nations. Yeah. Yes, a Senegal then win it. But also, we need to talk about something. Because I think you might have experienced it because you were with the team when they won the Champions League.
Back then,
the Lasers, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you travel away and you just feel the hostility in the stadium, and the Lasers now being implemented, where we saw pictures, even videos of players, you're wondering how this player was able to see throughout the game with the laser effect. And it's actually written on the FIFA book to say these things should not be there.
I think that thing should have been written a long time ago, because every team that goes to all those North African countries, that's the treatment that you get. You go to Egypt, you'll never be able to look at the ball straight in the eye, and they always want to play night games. So it becomes a problem. So those things, they actually use them. And now the problem is when they come to us here in South Africa, we want to treat them like a kid's glove. So no, there's no lasers. So I'm glad that it happened. Senegalese did that because of that's how Senegalese felt when they were in Egypt.
Yeah.
I think if it has to be scrapped, it is scrapped all around. Mm. Let's not give other people people mustn't win at the boardroom or what. No, they must play there. Egypt must play on the pitch. And also if you know in football, like you go to Turkey to play Galatasaray, you have to feel that you're in an away game. You have to feel like this is not your territory. That's football. You know, there's people who come here who complain about lasers. Come on, bro.
Isn't it ironic that they are the ones complaining? Because they literally started this whole
thing. Exactly.
So I find it so weird that now, because you are the ones having felt it, and you are the ones whose star was seen with
that green light.
It looked like he was in a club of some.
You get what I mean?
Bonka, baby. I'm joking. literally 7 months to go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the African team's preparation and how far you think the African teams will go at the World Cup.
The thing is that there's so much inconsistency. Like, you know, with, for example, Ghana. They fumbled AFCON, here they are in the World Cup.
Because we're going to throw a pipe after party.
I mean, as an Arsenal fan, you know, I was happy for that one. But yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know if they have that consistency. Like, it's...
Because that's the big question.
You don't want to just participate, yeah.
Do you now want to go in with the same squad? Or do you listen to everybody who says your squad is aging, your squad needs to be refreshed? Do you take these 7 months, all the friendlies that are going to come now before the World Cup, utilize that to blood in new players? Or do you just say, ish, you know what, it's possibly Dede Ayew's last one, so let's do right.
No, he's there.
Listen, Vision 2022, I think, has come and gone. Yes, we're in 2022. Bafana didn't go to the final. Because we need to talk about them. Right. We're celebrating teams that have qualified and represented.
So what are we celebrating?
No, we're not celebrating Bafana. We need to ask, where to from here?
Hosting again.
See, we're all like, we're ready to attack.
Where to from here, Kiko?
Hosting again.
The question is very difficult. Because, no, seriously, because it becomes an emotional thing for me. You're going to play a team that is probably practicing to go to the World Cup. So they bring in their best players. And yet you don't have your best players yourself.
That was weird.
So that for me becomes a problem. And then you initiate all those friendlies knowing that you're going to lose. So in my mind, what are you trying to achieve? Because now you want the national team to be a setup where every player is looking forward to play. It becomes an honor. When you're losing 5-5-5, nobody wants to come and play for the national team. So it becomes an embarrassment.
True.
So now we're having this guy that comes here to collect medical aid bills and wara-wara, coaching the national team. So nahe since you've asked the question, all I want to do is try to understand what is it exactly that is trying to, because I'm not gonna blame the players what happened, because you're playing against your Mbappes. We know what he can do. But the problem is we didn't put the best players on the pitch. We didn't select the best players on the pitch. And then are you making these friendlies? You're putting, if you look at the lineup, we had probably like 6-7 defensive players.
Here's the thing, right? So on Wednesday, I was having a conversation with Kilampila, right? And I asked them the exact same thing. The fact that you have 28-year-olds that are sitting on 90 caps for their national team in terms of the French team.
Yeah.
You have two 27-year-olds who are making their debuts against Guinea. 27-year-olds. It is so telling of the fact that we don't have a plan.
No, go.
And we don't have a vision for the future. You can't have 27-year-olds making debuts for the senior national team. It's embarrassing. When are we going to be comfortable with having youngsters playing not only in the national team, but in our league?
Yeah,
this thing of saying a 19-year-old is
still young,
it just doesn't make sense because it is in that lack of, and I'm going to say quality, at our league level, that you are then not going to have that quality at senior national level. Mm-hmm. That touch by Mbappe, guys, this kid is 23. The touch, the placement, during a game.
Yes.
The composure. You
a teenager
get that
and won a World Cup.
You only get that through experience.
Yes. Understand
that. And Andre, listen, the show I know. on and off, but this one needs to come to an end. And please tell us about Vision 2022 as well. Don't forget on the different social media platforms. Thank you guys for allowing me to host you. You come up as the host.
But we're
today
still talking about the most.
But
on that, remember, Super Chew is powered by Super Pigs. Don't forget to make your picks. Go to www.superpicks.com where you play for free and win for real. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you, Larata.
With the ultimate sports app from SuperSport, you can find whatever you're looking for, because we've got you covered.
Brilliant! Just brilliant!
And you can then watch it again and again. Download the SuperSport app.